Performance Props 1942-1945. This display case includes a paint palette, a props box, and a costume design sketch. The box and sketch will be described separately. The props box is a wooden case that's 41 centimetres by 31 centimetres with a metal handle, a lock and latch which has become partially detached, and the numbers 92828 engraved on the lid. Inside the lid, Norman has written where and when the props were used in various army shows. In 1944, Thursday Island, Morauke, Atherton Tablelands. In 1945, Jackano Bay and Lae. In 1946, Melbourne and Brisbane. There are two dividers inside the case which serve as a kind of rack into which are slotted two props, a life-sized pistol and a dagger. The gun, painted black, has a wooden handle and frame, but the slightly flared barrel and the trigger are both made of metal. There are controls made from threads which are wrapped around a spindle that sits inside the frame of the pistol. The dagger is made of wood but has been painted to look like metal, with a silver blade and a metallic hilt that's striped with red and yellow where a hand would grip it. Both the props and their box bear the dull patina of age. Object label. Norman made many of the props used in the concert party performances. The artist's palette, made of wood, metal and felt, was part of his lightning sketch act, where he performed as artist Sir William Dumbbell. The pistol and dagger were used in the performance of Pistol Packin' Mama, an act based on a popular American song that featured in a film of the same name. The wooden storage box was made by Norman's father, Frederick, a cabinet maker. The costume design is an ink and watercolour artwork depicting a long-haired, toothy cartoon man on the left, firing a gun and wearing a combination of cowboy and Native American clothing. Standing behind him on the right is another man, similarly dressed, who's holding on to his own belt with his pot belly protruding over the top. Both men have cowboy hats, and the gunman wears a neckerchief and fringed skirt with his shirt, while the man behind him wears chaps with his. There's a lot of movement in the picture, as the men are leaning outwards in opposite directions with green brackets on either side of them like reverberations or ripples. The gun being held aloft has just been fired, as indicated by a cloud of smoke and spreading rays, but the only thing that's been shot out of it is a cork on a string. The design is signed in the bottom right corner with the name Heth and entitled Pistol Packin' Mama. Underneath the cartoon is handwriting in graphite that reads Mike Pate, Vern Haycroft.